Today's Tanya for the 24th of Av is in Igeres HaKedesh, Simen Zayin, in the 7th Igeres. It's on Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 430. The Alter Rebbe is saying that Yaakov Avinu, our patriarch Yaakov, was in place of Adam, the collective neshama, in whom all neshamas, all Jewish souls, were included, were contained. And because he was a vehicle for Torah as it is above, and Torah was able to express itself in him directly, the same is true for all neshamas, that this godly light that is in Torah expresses itself in the neshama of every Jew who does Torah and mitzvahs. And particularly it expresses itself in the time of davening. Now in the middle of the page, after the period, V'hine av shegilui zeh al yedei esek ha-teira v'ha-mitzvahs hu shavu l'chol nefesh mi'yisrael b'derech klal. This revelation that comes through the performance of teira and mitzvahs is equal for all souls, generally speaking, ki teira achas v'mishpat echad l'kulonu, because there's only one Torah and there's only one halacha for all of us, afal pikein, but yet derech prat, in a more specific way, ein kol hanefoshes haruches v'haneshames shoves beinyan zeh v'fi esus man gilgulam ubayam be'elam hazeh. Yet we find that when we're more specific, the nefesh, the ruach, and the neshama of each person is different. They're not equal, depending on the time of their gilgul, the time that they come into this world. In other words, with each gilgul, you have a different purpose. As the Gemara says, what mitzvah was your father most careful with? Amalei b'tzitzis. And the answer was, in the mitzvah of tzitzis. So we see that each person has a particular mitzvah in which he is more careful and more devoted to that mitzvah, because that is the main mitzvah, how the mitzvah through which he can reveal the godliness in a way that is different from other people. Each person has the mitzvah through which this godliness is revealed. Not that he does only one mitzvah, but that through this one mitzvah, all the other mitzvahs are enhanced. As the Rebbe explains, that the Rebbes have a tradition from the Alter Rebbe, who received from his Rebbe, the Magid, and the Magid received from the Baal Shem Tov, that the word Zohir, in this statement of the Gemara, in which mitzvah was your father most careful, Zohir, that the word Zohir comes from the word Zohar, from light, bright. So the question that was asked in the Gemara is, which mitzvah for your father was the brightest? In other words, with which mitzvah did godliness reveal itself most in your father? And from that mitzvah, the godliness illuminated all the other mitzvahs as well. Now, concerning the Gilgulim, where he says here that the distinction, the reason that one person has to be careful with a particular mitzvah, while the second person has to be careful with a different mitzvah, is because of the Gilgulim. So, in one place, it seems that the reason that this particular mitzvah is more important than this Gilgul is because in the previous Gilgul, it was missing. And we find, for example, in the Arizal's writings on the Gilgulim, that many of the sages were particularly careful about a given mitzvah, an individual mitzvah, because in the previous Gilgul they were missing that mitzvah, or the mitzvah was not complete in all of its details. And that's why in this Gilgul, in this reincarnation, they were making up for that mitzvah. Here in Tanya, it seems to be saying that it's not a matter of making up for something lost before, but that in each person, the way that he gains this revelation of godliness from the Torah is through a particular mitzvah. So what the Alter Rebbe is saying here in Tanya is based on another statement in the Eitz Chaim, where it says that even a new neshama that had never been in a Gilgal has to have a particular mitzvah in which it is more careful or more bright. And that depends on where this neshama of this particular tzaddik or this particular Jew, where this neshama was connected in the neshama of Adam HaRishon. For example, if the neshama of this particular Jew was connected in Adam HaRishon's arm, because the neshama is made up of 613 parts, as we learned earlier, so there's the arm of the neshama, so to speak. So if this particular neshama is coming from the arm of the neshama of Adam HaRishon, then his mitzvah would be the act of tzedakah, for example, or the tefillin on the hand. So there are two causes or two reasons why a person should be careful in a particular mitzvah. One explanation is that he has to be careful in this particular mitzvah because in the last incarnation he had failed or was not complete in that mitzvah. Now he's here to make up for that. Or the other explanation is that because he comes from a particular part of the neshama of Adam HaRishon, therefore he has to do those mitzvahs that are connected or that are appropriate to that part. That will be his main mitzvah. And this is not a contradiction. It's not an argument or a difference of opinion, but both things obviously are true. And we can't ask, the Rebbe says, we can't ask, since most of the neshamas today are not new neshamas, they've all been here before, they're all reincarnated, and here the Alter Rebbe is saying that everybody has to have a mitzvah in which he is more careful, and that gives him energy in his mitzvahs. How can we say that to every Jew when that's what the Arizal is writing about the neshamas that have never been here before? So this is not a question at all, because every neshama comes from a certain part of Adam HaRishon's neshama, and therefore that reason applies to all neshamas. Only that reason applies to the new neshama as well as to the old, as well as to the neshama that's been in an incarnation before. Whereas the second explanation, that you have to be careful about a particular mitzvah because in a previous reincarnation you weren't careful, that reason applies only to the old neshama, to the repeat neshama. And so it comes out that a person has to have two mitzvahs in which he is most careful. One mitzvah he is most careful in because that's the place within the neshama of Adam HaRishon from which his neshama is derived. And the second thing he has to be careful about is that mitzvah which in the previous incarnation he had not completed or was lacking in some detail. So going back to the Tanya, although generally speaking, all Jews who keep Torah and mitzvahs bring out and experience this godliness within themselves, but specifically each person reaches and contacts this particular godliness through a particular mitzvah. V'chein ein kol ha-mitzvah shavin. The Rebbe says that the word deiris here seems to be repetitious. We already said that it changes with the eis uzman. So what is Dr. Rebbe adding here? V'chein ein kol ha-deiris shavin. All the generations are not the same. So the Rebbe says it might have been that in the original text the word here was mitzvahs. V'chein ein kol ha-mitzvah shavin. And also all mitzvahs are not alike. Ki kemesh evei ha-adam. Kol evei yesh le-pu'ula pratis u-miyuchedes. Just like in the limbs of the person, each limb has its own function. Ha-ayin lidreis ha-ezen l'shmeya. The eye to see and the ear to hear. Kach b'chol mitzvah. The same is true with every mitzvah. Meir e prati u-miyuchad meirin sev baruchu. Each mitzvah contains a particular part of this godly light, The Afsha Kol Nefesh Miyisrael Tzricha Lovei BeGilgul HaKayim Kol Tayag Mitzvahis. And although every Jew has to be reincarnated because he has to have an opportunity to keep all the mitzvahs, so we're not saying that a neshama needs only one mitzvah, one particular mitzvah. He has to do all the mitzvahs. And any mitzvah he doesn't do, he'll have to come back in another incarnation to perform that mitzvah as well. So what is this one mitzvah that stands out? Mikol mokem le'nitzecho, this one mitzvah, the exceptional mitzvah, is necessary only v'ha'adofo z'hidus z'hidus y'seido, to be done on a special, in a special way, with exceptional care and devotion, v'yeser seiz v'yeser oz, with more strength and more devotion, kfulo mechupeles l'maylo maylo mizehidus shar mitzvahs, with a double and quadrupled care, higher and much higher than is given to all the other mitzvahs, because this is the mitzvah that brings him to all the other mitzvahs. V'zehu sh'amar b'mayhavizoh tfei tfei daiken. And that's why he says, not what mitzvah did your father do. What mitzvah was your father more careful in? He was careful in all of them. But in which mitzvah was he exceptionally careful? Now this light, this particular individual godliness that comes to the individual neshama, this particular mitzvah that this particular neshama needs to do is not given or chosen for that person on any logical or seichel dike basis, elo l'maylo mebichinas hadas. Rather, it comes from a level higher than intelligence, higher than divine intelligence. Shekach olo b'machshav olefanav yizbazeich, this is God's choice that this person should be careful in this particular mitzvah. And what that means for the person is that this particular mitzvah is necessary for him, not only on a logical, rational level, but it is necessary for the very core of his neshama, because it comes from a level higher than seichel, and therefore affects a level higher than seichel. V'dugma selamato, and how do we see such a thing? This kind of a choosing on a level higher than seichel, and selecting and connecting a portion with a person, and they are connected and meant for each other on a deeper level than seichel. We find such an example b'chinas hagadol mamash in the using of lots, so that Eretz Yisrael, which is divided up by lots, that this tribe got this portion, that tribe got that portion, that indicates that this portion of Eretz Yisrael belongs to that particular tribe, not for any logical reason, but for a reason much higher than logic. And so also, when it becomes our portion, that it is for our neshama necessary to support the land of Israel, to give tzedakah to Eretz Yisrael, that too is something that affects the neshama itself, the essence of the neshama, higher than the intellect of the neshama. Now, actually, this letter doesn't end here. It goes on with an appeal for tzedakah for Eretz Yisrael. But the concept, this letter is printed here not for its appeal, but for its concept on tzedakah and the specialness of tzedakah and Eretz Yisrael. So the Rebbe ends with the statement that giving tzedakah to Eretz Yisrael is part of our gezel. It is part of our obligation for which our neshama comes down to this world in this particular Gilgal, and that is essential to the neshama, to its very core. And as the Rebbe Zal Gesundtsein, Rebbe Shlita points out, that in the meaning or the effect of a gezel, when you divide the land up by a lot, there are two opinions. One opinion is that by drawing the lot, this particular tribe discovered which portion of Eretz Yisrael belonged to him. So the purpose of the gezel was to indicate to clarify for the person which portion of Eretz Yisrael is his. Another opinion is that in drawing the lot, that part of Eretz Yisrael became his. That's how this tribe acquired the rights to that particular portion of Eretz Yisrael, by picking the lot, by choosing that lot. And the same is true also above, that when a neshama is given a particular mitzvah to keep, and it is given on the level of Goyel, it means two things. First of all, that clarifies for you that this mitzvah is meant for your neshama, but also that mitzvah is given. You acquire that mitzvah, it becomes yours. And then the aveda that is left to do is only to reveal it and express it in actual deed. Today's Hayem Yem, the 24th of Menachem Av, the Rebbe writes that it's a tradition passed on from Rebbe to Rebbe, that in the time of the war, in the times of the infamous Machloikis between the Chassidim and the Misnagdim, so the Chassidim told the Alter Rebbe the great pain, the great abuse that they are suffering from the Misnagdische plain people. Not from the rabbis, but from the plain people. So the Alter Rebbe said, as the Zayde, that's how the Alter Rebbe would refer to the Baal Shem Tov, he said the Zayde loved plain people, plain Jews. In the first days when I came to Mezrich, so the Rebbe, the Magid, said that a constant expression that the Rebbe used, his Rebbe, the Baal Shem Tov, used was that Avas Yisrael is Avas Hamokim. That love of a Jew is love of God. How so? Because Bonim Atem Lashem Elikechem, you are children to God, and when you love the Father, then you also love the children.